Hi, my gorgeous. How are you today? Oh, am I looking forward to our time together? I feel like it's been a hot minute, a hot minute. And I feel like I was in such a different place the last time we connected than where I'm at today. So I am going to be sharing a lot of behind the scenes here in the podcast. And if you want even more, I shared a ton in the Q Club last week. If you are not in the Q Club, check out the link below. You can have a 2-week free trial. I literally did 5 days worth of content, which is an hour each day, really going in depth with that beautiful community. So if you want to check it out and you want more of what you're going to hear from today, more specifics, more details, more tools, all of it, spiritual tools anyways, go check out the link in the show notes. So, hello from my solo retreat in upstate New York. I, as you know, have been in such a place of what am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my life? And things that I have learned from my meditations and the work that I've been doing with the Dr. Joe Dispenza retreats is that every time when I ask a question like that, it creates separation from what I actually desire. Because until we be it, that's the only thing that actually has us manifest is when we are being the vibrational match. So every time I'm asking why it hasn't happened for me, and one of my mentors, she was like, she lovingly but called me, and she's like, "You really need to stop complaining." And I was like, "Oh, I." Yes, she's right. And it was like, here, I thought I'm just expressing and explaining where I was at so we could get to the, the better place. She was like, "You're just doing it with such complaining energy." And I was like, note to self. And in all, and I know that I'm not alone with this. I know that you have overcome so much, that you're going through big things too, that I don't know a woman who isn't right now. I mean, actually, I take that back. I would say maybe about 10% of the women I'm in contact with are like living their best lives in like the mountaintop season of their lives, and that's awesome, and I'm happy for them. And for those of us that are living in the question and reassessing and reimagining and just recreating, it's a different experience. And I have some days I'm super surrendered about it and I can see and feel my good coming to me, and other days I'm like, why isn't it here yet? Which only creates more of a slowness in attracting it to us. So when I was just fed up enough with myself last week, I went to Glenn and I said, I need some time with myself. I need a retreat. I need to be in nature and my journals and listen to music and meditate. And what I became was unavailable to not hear from spirit. All that searching, seeking, wanting energy, that kind of desperate, or what my mentor said was complaining energy, just perpetuates the pain. And I knew that the only way for me to stop that pattern and create a new one was to take complete responsibility. And in that, and I've seen it in my life, anytime I really wanted something, my soulmate, money, a breakthrough, whatever, that's never when it happened. Only when I became unavailable to ever date again. Only when I became unavailable to not be in a particular coaching program did I manifest that first financial miracle. And becoming unavailable for lack of clarity, not feeling spiritually led, not feeling at peace, not feeling gratitude. Like I finally shifted out of wanting those things and it became unavailable. to not experience them. And, you know, I mean, I always loved some travel, and I was like, of course I could have done it in my condo in Miami, but I didn't desire it. And I have a friend who's got a birthday in New York City this coming weekend, and I thought, well, I'm not going to take a big trip far away from that because I'm going to be there for that. I'm like, you know, I've never been to upstate New York. What's it like? People talk about it. Maybe I'll just go and get my own little Airbnb and cook and play music and really, really listen. Because I know that when we listen, some answer is always there. It might not be the one that we want or whatever, but I'm never not being guided, though I can not feel guided at times. But when I stop and really listen for it, I never don't hear what I meant to hear. So if you want to follow some of the first few days, I did put some pretty personal posts on Instagram. So follow me at Gina DeVee, and then you can see there's like day one, day two, day three. I think I'm up to day four of my solo trip. And I gotta tell you, bliss. I went from agony to bliss. And it wasn't just geographical cure. I will let you know that. It was really incredible creating this pattern interrupt, getting out of my environment, like literally creating a retreat for myself. Like I didn't see any. I was like looking for women's retreats. I would have loved someone to facilitate this. I was just like, I'm going to do it for myself because I needed it to be then. And I went and flew into the city, rented a car, and the first early morning drive up, I couldn't believe that what has taken me years of grappling with so many different decisions about life, business, all kinds of stuff. Basically, before I got to my Airbnb, which was about a 2-hour drive, it was like everything became clear. Everything fell into place, at least in terms of concept. And I think that was the thing I was frustrated the most with, is feeling so lost, like feeling like a ball in a pinball machine, like, because it was just kind of here, there, and everywhere. And I want to encourage you, the pieces of your life that might feel like pickup sticks scattered everywhere, like everything's just dropped around, or it's like a bunch of little puzzle pieces that are just all over the place and don't seem to go together. If they've been in you a while, they're meant for you. And even if it doesn't make sense to you in the moment of how it fits together, God knows how it does. And I just had this incredible experience of asking myself, what if I could do anything? If there was $100 million in the bank, if I could do anything, and what would it be? Like not needing to do anything out of a should, or not needing to do anything out of making money, or not needing to do anything because it's what I've done or seen other people do. Like, what is my mission, like value-driven mission at this point in my life, given the experience that I have and the talents that I have? And it was so beautiful to just see everything become clear. All those little puzzle pieces all of a sudden just started to fit together. And there's plenty of unknowns, and there's plenty of work ahead of me and all that. It's not like it was a magic trick. But it was definitely a higher level of consciousness where everything that was blurry and confusing seemed clear and concise. And it was almost like I didn't know what to do with myself for the rest of the week. I'm like, well, just figured out my life. So I did go grocery shopping up here in the Hudson Valley. I went to 7 different specialty grocery stores. I know, and Glenn's like, Gina, it's one person that's there and you're there for a week. He's like, I know, like, I'm sure your groceries like don't even fit in the fridge. I'm like, maybe. seven specialty shops. It was such a blissful experience, and cooking just such divine delights. And I've got a couple of friends who are up here, so I've reached out to them and gotten together with one. I'm going to get together with another one, and it's really, I think, a pity what not only society has done to us, what women, but what we've allowed to be done to ourselves in terms of being busy all the time, or thinking that that is the way to be successful, or constantly working all the time. I remember when I worked in Washington, D.C., I didn't even want to go to Europe for a vacation because I didn't want to miss out on the action of what was happening at the White House and on the Hill. And it's like, I look at all of the years that I worked and would never have taken over a week off to just be, And it's interesting. I can tell, as we know, that there's different seasons in a woman's life. But if I would have gone and started creating from the mental space that I was in, it wouldn't have benefited me. It certainly wouldn't have benefited you. It would have been more of the same. And I can tell that's not what God wants from any of us, is more of the same. It's been done. We humans are meant for growth and evolution and just evolving. And I'm now so excited about. Now I'm so grateful to see that so much of the stuff that wasn't working, but is what I was holding on to, which was creating the misery. And there was all this new and all this fresh and all this excitement, and all this forward movement. And I didn't have to be different, and I didn't have to have different talents. It gets to be an evolution of who I am. And I know the same is meant for you. And I see women struggling in relationships right now, long-term marriages. Women are waking up and they're leaving these marriages. And it's so much of the pain and struggle is not going to be the what's in front of you. It's for all of us. It's like all the stuff that we held on to that we didn't even really want anyways. But we haven't been supported to really understand the feminine ways. That we think that when something's ending, it's this death and it's done and over. The feminine knows about the life, death, life cycle, and that the new life is always better than the old. So if you are experiencing some kind of major life transition right now, I want you to know you are not alone. And as long as you don't just keep trying to go through the motions, hold on to things that are, or people, or resources, or ways of being that are meant to be a completed era for you, you're going to step into a new era. And you're going to only wonder, because this is what I'm wondering myself, what took me so long? Why was I so afraid? Why was I so resistant? Because we know better. We know that we're meant for an important purpose. We know this is our for such a time as this moment. We know that we didn't go through the pandemic for zero reason. We know that the stuff that is in our past, some of it was even really great. It's just, high school could be great, but it's just time to graduate at a certain point. College could be great. It's time to graduate at a certain point. There's other adventures waiting for us all. And today we get to open up to the divine. We get to ask, like really ask, not from that complaining thing that I was talking about, but like, what am I meant for next? Like, God, like, I'm so excited to see how have you designed it for my life to be used at an even higher level, in an even more glorious way, creating way more impact, way more abundance, way more transformation, whatever it is that you do? That's a pretty thrilling question to ask. Like, I can just like feel the tingling in my body going into, wow. It's like the question that's coming up for me right now is, how good am I willing to let life get? And it's not the first time I've asked that question. I write about it in my book. And I think the thing that I'm getting at this point in my life, and because of my meditation practice, is I'm getting it at a deeper level. And the Course in Miracles says it's not so much that we do different things, but that we do things differently. And today I'm asking this question, like, how good am I willing to let life get from a much deeper place, from a much more spiritually sourced place, from a much more creative place, from a place of greater depth, greater joy, greater power, and greater certainty. Greater certainty. And it's certainty not because it's all revealed itself yet in the concrete, physical, tangible form. My greater certainty is because my faith is deepening. And faith is the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. So I have a greater faith today that who I am in this moment and everything about the new chapters coming up in my life, it's a level of epic. That last week I was having a meltdown over because I couldn't tap into it. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't see it even with my mind's eye. And yet when we women take some time and care for ourselves, when we are really, really loving ourselves, when you love yourself, it's not a manicure I'm talking about. I'm talking about like really deeply being there for you, listening to you, hearing what your soul is speaking, creating space, creating this space to just be with you, be alone with your thoughts, be alone with your hurts, maybe be alone with your desires, be with what is possible, be with the questions, be with the reflections. That is a level of self-love. Just loving yourself so that you don't even necessarily need others to see you and hear you because you're so deeply seeing and hearing yourself. And I find everything becomes lighter and easier. Little things are showing up too, just that are reminding me I'm on the right path. That I'm following the right leadings. Part of what I'm learning to do to confirm that how my life is being used is really being designed by God. And I have, of course, these like flip-flopping emotions inside of me. It's like, all right, well, how much do I just like wait for it to miraculously appear? Or how much do I like, I have to go and do things? Because faith without works is dead also. It's like, which scripture am I going to pick to live by? And there's something that I've really been leaning into, which is letting things come to me. Letting things come to me, letting things come to me. And by that I mean, so a friend of mine called me and she was like, oh my gosh, Gina, I've got this idea for you. And it was so spot on. I lit up like a Christmas tree. Everything was a level yes. Now that came to me and there's going to go and be a lot of, it sounds weird to call it work, but there's gonna be a lot of work that I need to go do to bring that to fruition. but I'm so lit up about it. It doesn't even feel like work. I should say there's like a passion vortex that I'm going to be swimming in to bring this through to fruition. It's more like that. And then one of my girlfriends who's up here in this area, we had talked before I came, and she's like, all right, well, let's talk on, I don't know, whatever day, we'll make a plan. And I was driving, I don't even know what day it is right now. And I think that's always this, I always told myself that's a sign that I'm like really, really happy in life and I don't know what day of the week it is. So I was driving into one of the towns to go to one of the specialty grocery stores. And I remember thinking like, oh, I should call her because we haven't made the plan yet. And then I was like, Gina, just let it come to you. Just let her, like, she said that she was going to call, so let her call. And it wasn't but 20 minutes later that she ends up calling. And, and P.S., not only was she was like, well, let's make a plan about getting together, and I figured we'd do it sometime during the week. Then it was like, she's like, where are you? And I told her, and she's like, all right, I'm coming to meet you for lunch. And, like, we had this, like, three-hour amazing lunch. It's like it all, oh, so then... Of all days, right? Like, I left the house, my little Airbnb, and I was like, put some mascara on. I was like, I don't feel like it. And I just threw on jeans and a little shirt because I was going grocery shopping, right? And so then I had this whole thing happen. Like, she calls, like, let's meet for lunch. And I was like, it's not fancy in upstate New York, if you've ever been. It's like, it's farming communities. I was dressed more than acceptable, makeup-less and all. It's just not what I wanted. It's not like how I like to go to lunch with a girlfriend. It doesn't have to be fancy, but mascara, I don't know, a cute dress, like a little bit. So I literally was like three blocks from where the restaurant was, but she was going to take her a little bit of time. It was going to take her like 45 minutes to get to me or something. So I literally look up and I look across the street and there is a boutique called Manifest. And I walk in and there's this like adorable little kind of French country dress. And it was like starting to get hot and I was in jeans. So I was like, I went and bought myself a dress. So that felt great. And then I was like, there's no like CVS in sight or drugstore for those of you international. I was like, where am I going to find mascara? And I look up and there's this. So after I get out of that store, like on the corner of the next block, there's literally this huge sign that says Face, Stockholm. And I go in and it's this like gorgeous boutique makeup store and got lip gloss, mascara, a little bronzer, and I was good to go. So all this to say, I'm just curious what would happen for women like us if we set the intention and just allow for more things to come to us, more experiences, if basically got better at receiving. It doesn't mean that we don't initiate sometimes. This was such an easy flow. I didn't make the phone call. The phone call came in. I had the desire. I look up on one block, there's the dress. On the next block, there's the mascara. Boom, boom. Like it was all so in flow. So that, and you know, it's like, I think we were just taught, like, if we're going to get what we want in life, we got to go make it happen. And it's so ingrained. I have a friend right now who is dating is the understatement of the century. Anywho, and she's like, I really am like working on being more feminine in relationships and I'm not going to initiate so much. And I don't want to initiate. I really want to see, you know, what the guy has to offer. And I was like, that's wonderful. We'll call her Jane. That's wonderful, Jane. And then she's telling me about her date last week, one of her dates. And she's like, yep, this guy flew into town and, you know, he was staying at a hotel near my place and it was great. And we like met at the bar in his hotel. And she's like, I was so attracted to him. And it was like amazing. And like we were going to go to dinner. And then I was like, you know what? I just want to talk to you. Like, why don't we just like order sushi and stay in? And I was like, anyways, she goes and she talks about this intense attraction that they had. And like, literally it's a week later and I was talking to her today and I was like, so what's up with so-and-so? And she's like, oh yeah, he's like hot and cold and up and down all around. And I was like, well, fine. I don't think that this would have changed that outcome. And only because you said you don't want to be initiated in relationship, I just want to reflect to you. And it's like, she was grateful. And she's like, yeah, like I didn't even realize I was doing that. Like, I didn't even realize that was like, it just seemed like a suggestion. And it's like, we just don't even get how much can come to us, like how powerful we are when we're in our femininity. To let things be taken care of, to let them be handled, to let them be easy, to let them be in flow, to let them take the course without us having to do it all, initiate it all, handle all the logistics, etc. So, easier said than done, for sure. But I gotta tell you, if I'm gonna create a new habit, getting great at receiving is a habit I am happy to create. Because the old way got pretty boring for me. So I hope that this has been helpful to you to give yourself permission to take all the time and space that you desire to consciously create the life of your dreams. And anything that you're going through the motions with, anything that you're not loving, anything that is feeling hard and heavy, I'm not saying, you know, abandon immediately. I'm just saying at least question it. How necessary is this? Is there another possible outcome? Is there another way that this could happen? Is there someone else that could step in? Like, at least question it. Because when you gift yourself time and space, you're going to see infinite possibilities will flood in, or at least the right ones for you will become clear to you. So let's pray. Oh, dear God, thank you. Thank you for this reminder of how it feels to be in connection and alignment with you. Thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your abundance. Thank you for the vibrational matches of all of our highest desires. Thank you for not giving us what we keep saying we want, when you know that there is something way more spectacular and someone much better suited. Even when we don't think so, even when we don't believe so, even when we don't see it happening, even when we've doubted, even when we've lost the faith. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that even though when we've lost the faith, that it doesn't make our lives any less significant to you, doesn't make our mission any less important. And thank you that in every moment, we can begin again. We thank you for this day. We thank you for our lives. And we ask that you would continue to reveal to us what we're meant to see, what we're meant to hear, and what we're meant to know. And we pray this absolutely believing. Amen. Amen, amen. All right, my darlings, signing off. I'm going to go see what farm meal I am going to make. And I'll post it on Instagram. So if you want to check it out there, do so. And like I said, if you want to join us in the Q Club, there last week it was literally a daily live of manifesting miracles. Lots and lots of good juicy stuff in there. Plus hundreds of other videos on demand. So go check it out. Links are in the show notes. And until next time, my love. Take care.